some of the players got much needed pitch time in a good quality environment. You can't replicate that tonight in training, so delighted with that. I thought the likes of Stuart Dallas, Jake, Moses, I thought had an outstanding first half. Back four stood up very strong, as I say, to as a good quality forward line. So many positives, but also some negatives in terms of we didn't test the keeper enough, didn't force saves in the second half, had shots but never hit the target, and just need to be more clinical in the final third, make some great, get into some great areas, good positions, and then maximise it.
What went wrong for the goal? Because Moses had thrust into the box. We've talked about margins this season. You've gone one down in all of the games, then yep. A quick break. What went wrong for the goal from a coaching point of view?
We talk about the middle of the park being occupied. So if we're going forward, you have someone in that pivot position there to be the outlet force. If they go forward, if they're on the right or the left, he's there as the outlet. If he goes over the head defenders, he's there. So he's sitting right in the middle of the park. And I think if we vacate that area, we're vulnerable to the counter-attack. I thought four or five times second half. Not so much near the end, we're pushing forward for the goal then, but I think too many times in the early part of the second half we didn't fill that hole.
Talking of game time then, let's talk about those chaps. Firstly, I was enormously impressed by John Terrell. Tell us about him.
John needed to come and play. I mean, as I say, he came in from Arsenal. He's getting the juice to the squad, the environment, how we train, how we play. He's a young talent, great education through Barcelona Academy and obviously in with Arsenal. So he's got loads to come and loads more development. He's come from Arsenal to be involved in these type of games and to learn from them. So John will get better and better. Likewise, Jota, you know, that's the most he's played now. He missed out on a lot of pre-season. That's the most he's played, 75 minutes tonight. So delighted with that. Likewise, you had Marcus Tabar play, you know, Nick Prosvic played 75 again. So they got valuable pitch time.
And Nick Hogan, his ankle is better. Is he fully fit?
Yeah, he trained very, very well. The idea was not to involve him tonight, but he trained so well yesterday that he deserved to get 15 minutes tonight, and he saw the shot, he moved the ball, he's more than capable of doing that. But again, Tommy Smith, I haven't mentioned yet. Tommy put another shift in for us tonight, played out wide, then came in midfield. Obviously tied at the end there, but Tommy did very well again.
Let's bring the narrative of the game into play now, into this conversation, if you'd like to indulge me with that. A terrific turnout, a local derby. What is your view of the players from that point of view? They must have understood that it was a big deal for the fans.
I have no doubt about that. I mean, great, fantastic turnout. It's rained hard the last couple of days, so it was great to see the place rocking again. Disappointed we couldn't deliver the result the fans wanted and obviously deserved. But I think that the players are more than aware. We spoke before the game of how much it means and how important it was on Saturday when they really were the 12th man for us, and how important it is to maintain that support. I think supporters always pay their money. As long as they see the team always giving 100%, I don't think they can doubt the fact that every player gives 100%.